Welcome to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out with Julie Caraccio. Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., hear easy-to-implement tips on decluttering all areas of your life, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and energetic. Learn how to release clutter and get organized to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. An award-winning professional organizer and coach, Julie is passionate about supporting people in clearing clutter so they can share their gifts with the world and live a more joyful and fulfilling life.
Today we're talking about decluttering after the holidays. With the new year right around the corner, after the holidays is a great time to declutter. Before you put away everything and get it organized, take some time to purge. Wouldn't it be great to have decluttered right before the beginning of the new year? Here are just a few post-holiday decluttering tips. Your decorations. Locate every decoration you have. Comb through each room, outside the basement, etc., wherever they've been put up, and put into one room. Gathering everything is a great visual of how much you really have. Sometimes when it's in one pile, you really see how much you have instead of when it's scattered everywhere and doesn't seem like a lot. Sort into categories that make sense to you. Ornaments, lights, stockings, whatever. Go through it once, and then I'm going to encourage you to go through again. Some things to think about. Can you look to the natural world for next year? Use pine cones, threaded dried apples, or gingerbread houses? Decide what you want to sell, donate, or have a garage sale. Pack everything into containers and label. Make a master inventory list so you don't go through every year. Post it near or on the decorations. Cards. Here's another great area to go through. Some people have tons of card taking up a lot of space. Now, don't think I'm anti-card. I keep cards my husband gives me, but go through everything else with a fine-tooth comb. I went through our engagement cards and wedding cards and kept only a handful that were really special. And as we go through everything we own every year, we will most likely be releasing more. If you love giving cards, consider these alternatives that will lighten the load for others, for not only for the holidays next year, but for any occasion. 123 Greetings allows you to send up to 100 people. TreeGreetings.com also plants a tree. BirthdayAlarm.com allows you to set up reminders with your e-cards. Gifts. Did you receive items that you don't love or aren't going to use? As a family, you could decide a charity that you would like to give donations to. A lot of times, charities these days are having auctions. They could use the items for an auction, or you could sell them on Craigslist and give them the money that you raise, whatever you'd like. You could also consider adopting a family in need throughout the year. Your school or church might know of a family that would benefit from items that you no longer want. You can also use gifts that you're not going to use and re-gift them. Now, you don't want to become a Seinfeld episode, so make sure you note who gave you the gift so you don't give the person that gave you the gift their gift back and become a Seinfeld episode. I was giving a talk here in Raleigh, and there was a news article about it, and of all the comments, they were really positive because I'm passionate about being green, but one Southern woman was appalled that I would even talk and suggest regifting because it just ruined her sensibility of right and wrong. Now, when I give a gift, I give it with love and say, it's yours, I have no attachment, whatever you'd like to do with it from now on, please do what suits you. If it's not something you love, find a person that would absolutely love it and bring them joy. And I'd encourage you when you give gifts to release the person if they don't want it, that they can feel free to be able to get it to a good home. Now, another thing I'm going to encourage you to do if you don't already is to create a gift shelf. I'm a fan of spreading out all the gift buying that I have to do throughout the year. So in our home, we have one gift shelf area. So I'm going to encourage you to find a place where you can store it. Could be under your bed, although storing things under bed is bad feng shui, so I try not to encourage that too much. Your linen closet, in the attic, etc. Find one consistent place. Boxes of uniforms to store everything are really great because they're easy and it's easy to stack. create some type of inventory. It could be an app on your phone, a list on your computer, or an index card taped to one of the boxes. Again, don't forget to put your re-gifting items here, but make sure you note who you received it from. At the same time, I'm going to encourage you, I suggest this at the beginning of the year, to create separate lists for people and occasions that you need to buy gifts for. If you, at the beginning of the year, start out, then you're always having gifts in your mind. Write down ideas, hobbies, sizes, and a monetary limit. Write each year what you get so you don't repeat a gift. Keep a master gift list in your purse because you never know if you're going to see the perfect gift. Go through the list at the beginning of each month and you'll know what gifts you need.
Ready to change your life? Are you ready to release all of your clutter, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual? Our new Declutter Your Life video series is a how-to, go-at-your-own-pace course to guide you through the process of clearing clutter. The course includes all of our popular How to Get Organized classes. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
Gift wrap. Do you have a lot of excess gift wrap? Go through and purge and donate. Now, if you can't use it, I'm going to encourage you to recycle it. But check out and see if you have a reuse store or a Girl Scout troop or a local classroom. They might be able to use it for arts and crafts. And a lot of times these places are always under budgeted and could use it. And from now on, make your gift wrap a lot easier. Consider creating signature colors. I love purple. Purple is going to be in just about everything I do or give. Create your own signature colors. Maybe it's red, silver, and white, and you use different colored ribbons throughout the year. Remember to look for post-consumer recycled content as it avoids cutting down trees and closes a recycling loop. Or you could use butcher block paper and decorate. Save and reuse ribbons, paper, boxes, and tins. My mother has been saving ribbons for as long as I can remember, and it's kind of a joke in our family as we're unwrapping gifts. I celebrate Christmas on Christmas Day. My mother is making sure right behind us that those ribbons are saved. You can check out Wrapsack's reusable gift wrap. What did you get the most of for the holidays? Clothes, books, makeup? I'm going to suggest decluttering in those areas as you have just received new items. Same with the kids. Now is an especially great time to go through toys, books, stuffed animals, electronic gadgets. Children benefit from the regular habit of decluttering. This is the last Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out podcast for 2015. We are 10 away from 100 episodes and reached over 100,000 downloads in August. I want to thank each and every one of my listeners and viewers. I appreciate all the kind emails I receive and comments that people share. They always put me in a great mood. Here's to a healthy, happy, amazing 2016 for everyone. May all your wishes and dreams come true as you clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Thanks for listening to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of our 10 clutter-free living tips. Ready to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire? Learn about Julie's services, including coaching, classes, affirmations, aromatherapy, and her unique How to Declutter Your Life course and more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Don't forget to subscribe and join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step.